I'm here at World Dairy Expo and visiting with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Jahnke. Pam, it's so great to see you here. Folks may or may not know that, you know, we've kind of gotten to know each other through a professional organization we belong to, National Association of Farm Broadcasting, and done a little traveling together. And so I just kind of wanted to visit with you here since I saw you and talk about maybe, first of all, a little bit of your perspective on what's going on, what's the condition of the dairy industry here in Wisconsin.
Sure. Well, first, it's great to see you, Chuck. My love to your lovely bride. Yeah, you know, here in Wisconsin, we've been in a unique situation. Our dairy industry continues to thrive. Milk production, despite all the heat and the stress, went up in August, and I guess we'd go up again in September. Milk prices are doing pretty good. The real downfall has been the high feed costs. But in Wisconsin, the northern half of our state did have moisture, did get off to a decent start. So we've got some of the state that ended up with fairly normal crops. Then the southern portion of the state where I live is a little bit more challenged. A lot of moving around of feed sources from one farmer in the state to another. And we've even had some of our beef cattle guys move their cattle north to pastures that were a little bit more lush than they are in southern Wisconsin. So we're taking care of our own needs to a large extent, but we also know that it's going to be a pretty expensive winter with the feed costs that we're looking at.
Well, you know, we don't have a farm bill. What does that kind of mean for your producers up here?
The one thing that it automatically took away from us is the milk income loss contract program, MILC for short. Wisconsin, on years when the milk prices took a nosedive, was particularly dependent on that kind of a safety net. So to say that we're anxious about what's going to come in to put that safety net back in place would be an understatement. We're very concerned about just the lack of a farm bill in general, but that one probably is the biggest issue. And then there's two questions that my dairy producers are constantly asking me about. Number one is, are we going to create some kind of a risk management tool where dairy producers will be able to protect themselves from those low milk prices, from those high feed costs, and that type of thing? So far, I haven't seen anything too much on the radar there. And then it is about any formulas that come in the future. When it comes to, I guess, what we'd call subsidies, Chuck, is it going to take into inclusion the high costs of feed as part of the equation? We were getting toward that at the end of the most recent farm bill, but I still don't see too much development. And dairy is a regional kind of situation. Whatever Wisconsin wants is not necessarily the favored program on the West, so it's interesting.
Well, to make things interesting here at World Dairy Expo, I don't know when it's happened in the past, but we've got our U.S. Secretary of Agriculture visiting. What do you think he's going to hear in this little town hall meeting that he's going to have?
Well, I think frustration. You know, the farmers are going to be very concerned about why nobody can get off the dime in Washington, D.C. And get on it. So I'm sure that will be a large part of the question. I'll tell you what, though, Chuck, if this audience goes like it usually is, they're well-behaved, they keep their thoughts to themselves to a large extent and listen, they're polite. You know, I just don't see this being the year when it's a total throwdown on what they want the ag secretary to ask. Plus, I think they realize that Secretary Vilsack's kind of hamstrung himself on what he can do. And I'm going to ask him about the replacement referees in that Green Bay-Seattle game, because that's the way we usually start our conversations, him and I, is something related to football.
Well, and USDA probably should have a little bit of control over what happens in NFL, right?
Well, in my world, yes. In my world, it was anybody except those replacement refs that should have had control on that evening. But that goes a whole different route that I don't think we need to go on to now.
So here at Expo this year, what are you doing? What's going on with you as you get this?
Well, you know, you know me well too, Chuck. That's why he asked. There is the show side, and then there's the farm babe social side, which rule this week. I'm blessed that I do broadcast. This is I work very closely with the Expo staff because they manage our county fair. I'm on that executive board, so I'm very close. But that also can be a detriment when you have friends like Chuck Zimmerman and the rest that like to show up. I always welcome farm broadcasters to my house. Well, this year I think we've got five in what's officially called the Boar's Nest. So we'll have broadcasters from across the United States that end up at my house in my backyard. And that is a part of what this show is, a reunion. It is a small family. The stories and the heritage one family may have with another that continuously have attended this show is very palpable. And like I said, very small sense of community here at World Dairy Expo, no matter what side of the globe you come from. And it's the same for our farm broadcaster communication side. We are all traveling the same paths. And so when I get a chance to have people come on over and just enjoy ourselves, I look forward to that too.
Well, I wish that I was staying longer to take advantage of that once again this year. But thank you very much. That's Fabulous Farm Babe. We've been visiting here at World Dairy Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.